Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday, everybody. This is LeVar, and you are tuned into the cutting room floor. And, of course, it can't be, we can't start the show or it will be remiss. It goes without saying that today is Memorial Day. And while we're all kind of having fun and barbecuing and hanging out, I always say, and I think I've said it best in the past, is that we can't forget the reason that we're able to do such things on these holidays, and to not forget to take some time out about the reason why today is the day that we actually have off, or have off from work or from school, and that's to remember those in our military, those who have fallen before, and those who still serve the ultimate sacrifice and go out and do what they do so that we can have the freedoms to do what we do here back home. So I just want to take the opportunity today to have a shout out to everybody in the military. We're thinking of you. Come home safely. To those of you that have served us in the past, thank you so much. To those of you that have gone on and made the ultimate sacrifice, as I said, we're always thinking about you, and there's never enough that we can do to thank you for what you do. And I also have to say that if there's something that touches you about the whole situation or things that you want to do, one of the best things that I always say is that you can always volunteer or donate to your USO. You can get connected to them on Facebook or Twitter or on YouTube, or you can get in touch with the USO at P.O. Box 96322, Washington, D.C., 20090-6322, or you can call them at 1-888-484-3876, or you can go to USO.org and support them through that way. Definitely something to think about on this Memorial Day. And if you do get the time and you do see those who have served out in the public today, take a little time to say thank you. Monday, everybody. It is the cutting room floor. I'm LeVar, and you know what? I'm going to say it's a potpourri type of Monday, Memorial Day. Hope that wherever you're at, you're enjoying it. And like I said, you know, definitely don't forget the reason why we have such a day today, and that's to remember those in our forces who have come and gone before and helped to make this country free as it is. But definitely want to take this opportunity out to say hello to all you who are actually listening today. And I'm going to open up the lines. The number, 1-323-580-5600. Once again, that's 1-323-580-5600 if you just happen to be listening. Well, one of the things I think I'm kind of curious about, too, for all of you out there, is if you've actually had a chance to see the top-ranked movie at the box office this weekend. We talked about it last week on the show, and it was projected to do well. And it actually did do well, exceeded expectations. And that is The Hangover Part 2, which, since its Thursday release and over the weekend, raked in $105.8 million at the box office. I think they're still trying to figure out the tail end receipts of it all. Kung Fu Panda finished in second. I think it, since its Thursday release over the weekend, raked in about 68.1, and then finishing in third, the new Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, which ranked in about $50 million. So a great weekend at the box office. I know they're counting up their receipts and probably jumping for joy out in Hollywood. That's what they wanted for the Memorial Day weekend. Next big weekend for them coming up is, of course, the 4th of July. But in the meantime, the consumer, we kind of get a little bit of a lucky break on that because we get a lot of good movies in between now and then. A lot of great movies, sequels, prequels, whatever you call it, coming out here in the next few weeks. The X-Men movie's coming out, and everybody's been talking about that this week, and We'll talk about that later on this week in our review of the things that are coming out. While I'm on it, before we kind of go into anything else, New Music Tuesday, tomorrow, if you just happen to be going to the stores and you kind of follow that, with New Music and DVD on Tuesday, coming out in the music world, quite a bit of an eclectic group here. Death Cab for Cutie will be out with their new album, Codes and Keys. My Morning Jacket with, I'm going to mess this up. It's called Circuital, I believe. It's My Morning Jacket, but they're out with a new one tomorrow. Flogging Molly out with their new album, Speed of Darkness. Jordan Knight has his album entitled and finished. Dave Matthews, they're live from Wrigley Field. Eddie Vedder coming out with Ukulele Songs, and I think he also has a DVD that's coming out tomorrow of a live performance as well, so you'll have to definitely check that out if you're an Eddie Vedder fan. And then there's various albums, album coming out entitled T.D. Jakes Presents Sacred Love Songs 2. So a lot of good albums coming out tomorrow, New Music Tuesday. Now, as for DVDs, it's going to be led, of course, by True Blood, the complete third season, which will be out tomorrow on DVD. Psych, the complete fifth season. The Oscar nominated, well, it had quite a bit of, if you like the things with subtitles and things of that nature, the Javier Bardem film from last year, Beautiful, which is actually spelled B-I-U-T-I-F-U-L, got a lot of Oscar buzz last year. So if you're into that type of thing, you can actually get that on DVD tomorrow. And then a couple of special anniversary DVDs tomorrow. A Clockwork Orange, the anniversary edition, American Graffiti, a special edition, and then WWE Extreme Rules. So if you missed that, that's out tomorrow as well. You know, I always get a big, huge, I just get really mad when I see a lot of these DVDs, and I'm pretty sure you're the same way too. And I don't know why Hollywood does it, but they always come out with the special editions of the DVDs, and once you go out there, you buy a DVD, you think you got everything, and then a couple of weeks later, it seems, and then maybe sometime after that, they'll come out with another edition, or they'll come out with something that had to do with the movie. Like, I think, for example, Airplane. I remember once I bought a DVD of Airplane, because I love the movie, and they always play the clips on TMZ, and then I think about a month and a half later, they came out with the Don't Call Me Shirley edition, which had, like, some additional stuff, and it just kind of makes you so mad. I think that happened to me also with the CD. If I recall, a while back, I think it was Justin Timberlake. He came out with his album, and then a week and a half later or so, the song he did with Beyonce came out on a separate DVD. I would think that if you, the consumer, bought a DVD like that, that if you have the proof of purchase on the back, the least they could do, when if something like that comes out or a special edition, and send you like a special DVD, with the deleted or extended stuff. I know they do that to sell it, but man alive, that just doesn't make you mad. I don't know what does, but that's my little rant for today, especially when it comes to that. Not much really today in regards to news. I know there's some things that we are following for Eye on Hollywood this week. One of the stories that's broken overnight, singer Sean Kingston, according to some sources, according to TMZ, in critical condition after crashing jet ski while on vacation. And we'll be watching that this week and seeing what's going on with that. Some sources say that he's stable and he's going to expect it to be okay. And I know TMZ has a little bit different than TMZ. I'm pretty much going at this point that they would know a lot, too, of what's going on. And I had a couple of things out here. In the last week, and I know we've joked about it in the past, but, it seems lately that there's so many things in terms of relationships, things that are kind of going on. And I want to kind of, for this cutting room floor, I don't want to get too much into, the dating lifestyles or the things that have kind of been going on, but I saw a couple of quick, interesting articles as a note over the last couple of days, and one of which was one that had to do with a study that just came out, and it was something that I think has to do a lot with lately. I think it has to do with, I call it the vampire phase, or, why do women like certain guys? And I saw an article from Reuters in which it said women find happy men, I kid you not, less sexually attractive than those with expressions that show pride or a hint that they have done wrong and know it, according to Canadian researchers. The study, which was published online last week in the American Psychological Association journal Emotion, showed pictures of the opposite sex to both men and women. Participants were then asked for their initial reactions on sexual attractiveness based on the expressions that they saw. Men who smile were considered fairly unattractive by women. And then they were saying, you know, to the extent that men think that their smile is a good thing to do if they want to be found sexually attractive, a finding suggests that's not the case. Now, the men's reaction was just the opposite. Women who smile are absolutely very attractive. That was by far the most attractive expression women show. The researchers admit that they were not sure why men and women reacted differently to smiles. In a man, a big smile may make him appear too feminine or more desperate for sex, as they said. The study also adds fuel to the notion that women are attracted to bad boys. Women are attracted, and this is a quote from a researcher, her name is Jessica Tracy, with the University of British Columbia. And she said that women are attracted to guys like James Dean, Edward the Vampire, the guys who are flawed but who know it and are tortured by it. A slightly downcast expression of shame is an appeasement gesture that hints at a need for sympathy. Men also found sexual attractiveness in women whose expressions and body language hinted at shame. The researchers stressed that they looked only at initial reactions of sexual attractiveness and were not men adopting no smile policy for a long-term relationship. When people want a long-term relationship, they take much more into account than sexual attractiveness. How nice a person is a big thing. So we're not saying don't be a nice guy. Yeah, right. I don't know. Yeah, I'm considered in that aspect a nice guy, and I'm not even sure if that kind of works. It is kind of always, I don't know, coming from a guy's perspective, it does always kind of seem that the brooding guy or the one who's always mad, you know, doesn't show much emotion. It always seems that he's the one that people kind of fall for. Well, I'm not sure if it's because people want to delve into the layers of that person, find out more, and, you know, they're a little bit more dark, or they're a little bit more, you want to, you know, just try to help that person. I don't know if that's why, and I'm pretty interested to hear what you ladies kind of think out there on that. Are you attractive to brooding men? And guys, are you attractive to smiling women? I know, you know, for guys, I think, you know, if a woman smiles at you, you feel a little bit more open. And I'm saying that, and I'm not just saying that, you know, just in retrospect. I mean, there's ladies out there, and I'll say it for me, there's ladies out there that, you know, kind of have that mean look to them. It's kind of like it's just a tap. And I think, you know, for guys, they're not going to go up to you if you have a mean look on your face, because then that's going to show that you're either A, bitter, B, I'm not going to use the word that some guys will probably use that heard, or C, you know, it's kind of like you're very, you know, it's like you're already in a relationship and you just don't feel like being bothered by guys that particular day. And so a lot of guys kind of get scared of that and don't really go towards that, and they kind of, you know, they go for the smiling woman. So next time, ladies, if you notice it in the bar, if you're with your friends and you have the one friend that's always smiling and open, and there's a lot more guys around her, then you know why. And I guess the opposite end, guys, if you're brooding in a corner and you got a beer and you look like the guy from Twilight, then you'll realize, well, you're the most popular guy in the room. But I don't know. It's always interesting, these studies, when they come out. But one thing's for sure that I do know, and I was kind of going into it before, was that, you know, I am always asked my advice. And it's so funny, I'm, you know, in regards to relationships. And if there's one thing that I kind of always say that is the most constant of everything, is that before, and if you're coming out of a relationship, ladies or guys or whatever, both of you, before you go into the next one, there's a couple of things that I would say, a couple of good housekeeping rules to kind of send into the next one. One, the next person is not going to be like the last person. And to treat them like the last person, it's not fair. And then two, before you go on to that next phase or next level, it's important to, quote, clean your house. and I'm going to stop and I'm going to explain that. I think I've mentioned it in the past on the show. And I was telling someone this the other day, and they thought literally clean the house. But I was like, no. I meant clean the house in terms of your doubts, clean the house in terms of your fears, clean the house in terms of, you know, what you want. Because I think when you have all of that and you accept the things that you want to accept, you can move on and you're a little bit more open to chance in the relationship. Because it's, you know, I take it to this example. If I'm coming over to your house, the first thing that you're going to do is what? Clean up a little bit, straighten up a little bit, because you don't want me to see you as maybe a slob. You don't want me to see you as maybe, you know, having a couple of things lying around. And so the same thing with that is what you want to do with your relationship. I think it works a little bit more. And it's kind of, yeah, I'm talking about it, the baggage, because yes, that can weigh you down sometimes. Now, you can still have baggage and go into the next relationship, and it can work if you can work that stuff out and it doesn't clutter into the next relationship. But it's just big brother talking. But hopefully it kind of helps. But whatever you do, I'd say two things here. One, don't be afraid of failure, because not every relationship off the bat is going to be flawless. There is going to be something in which something will go wrong. Expect it. And if it's one of the first time, second time, you know, you never know what happens. So you have to give it a chance. Because I always tell you, look at a year from now. If you don't take a chance, are you going to be kicking yourself that you did or didn't? And more than likely, you're going to be kicking yourself when you didn't. And for those of you who are married, you know, I've sat back and I've seen a ton of friends get divorced or have troubles in their marriage, all because of one important tool, communication. It is so important. But just keep it open, do what you have to do, and stay honest, you know. And if you're not ready for marriage and you think you still want to go out and play the field, don't get married. So, I don't know. But to all of you in this wedding season that's getting married, good luck. And, you know, one page at a time, just like a book. You know, you can't skip ahead. You can't look at this. You can't do that. You take it on as it comes. But do it together. So, and I kind of saw a couple other good things. And if you ever, like, you know, it's as hokey as it seems, I say that, you know, for those who are single, I mean, I'm not single, but for those who are single, I would say the best places where you can go to get some advice, Yahoo is paired up with Match.com. They got a couple of great articles out this week, one in which it was talking about the five romantic mistakes worth making. I actually thought it was pretty interesting. Number one was date the bad boy in regards to women. And it says, you know, and come on, you know you want to. There's just something alluring about a man who is confident and predictable. Often they get their dubious reputations because they're only available for short-term dalliance, and that isn't necessarily a terrible thing. Dating someone who doesn't want to settle down could open you up to new experiences and adventures that you might not otherwise have. I would also say the same thing. There's bad girls. So guys, if you're kind of the goody-goody and there's bad girls, sometimes it opens you up. But after a few dating mistakes like this one, you'll be less likely to take a stable relationship when it comes along for granted, which makes sense. And then another one says, say I love you when you know it's too soon. They kind of allude back to, you know, different TV shows, but it says that sometimes blurting out how you feel is the right thing to do. If people stop copping to their feelings altogether, where will we be? If you do blurt out those three little words and later regret it, you can recover without changing your cell phone number. Just explain that you are wrapped up in the moment and are of a calmer mind now. I think if you're a lot more honest with it, people will be a lot more forgiving. And then some are saying give it one more chance. While it might be tough to get back together with an ex when you think of your friends groaning about it, but this mistake could be the right thing for you. In many cases, it would be unwise because you have all this baggage as a couple, but getting back together and working through that baggage could be useful. It might help you determine why the relationship ended, if that's still unresolved, or it might actually lead to a long-term relationship with that person. Finding a real connection with someone isn't something one should dismiss too easily, after all. So then the other one says, go to distance. And I don't think it's thing. It's more or less in regards to long distance relationships. And to go for it. You might not see the light at the end of the tunnel, but you have to go through it and actually want it. And then one says, let a good one get away. Now, I'm not too sure about that one. I can't really agree with that one because I've known some people who have done that and highly, highly, highly regret that one. So, but yeah, definitely if you want to check it out, there's a lot of great things. Match.com, yahoo.match.com, and one also showed how to study shift in the desirable mate traits. Like I said, with marriage season coming along, there was interesting facts from the study about what both men and women highly want out of their mate. So you can definitely check all that out. We tend to talk about it a lot of times here on the show normally, and we get a lot of good feedback from friends and family as to what they kind of think. So that's definitely out there. But I wanted to talk about another article kind of getting away from relationships. And I'm always amazed, and we kind of talk about life and style on the show a little bit, but I'm always, always amazed at the stuff that you can kind of use out there. And I kid you not, I was reading an article, and it was on a website that was entitled, it's from the Huffington Post, but the young lady who wrote the article, her name is Barbara Hannah Gufferman, and she was talking about some beauty secrets that people can use, that it's normal household stuff. And, you know, we read these articles from time to time, and you may get something for, say, some Windex can help with a zit or something like that. I'm just saying that out of, just to be funny, and I might actually do that. But there was actually some things that she put in an article, and I actually had to think about that twice. And, no matter what, guys always kind of get on women and, get them for their blue clothes or their, exfoliating treatments or what have you. And, actually, guys, I would actually have to say, after seeing some of you out here, some of the exfoliating treatments would help you also. But there were some actually interesting things that are around the house that even some things I didn't know could actually help. For example, they said that Crisco is an effective makeup remover and moisturizer. What they suggest is that you apply it to the skin and let it sink in for about 15 to 20 minutes, and then you rinse it and pat gently and apply a little olive oil. This is all going to lead back to something, and I'm foreshadowing here because I mentioned the magic touch here, but another one was apple cider vinegar, and they also use it for an exfoliating treatment, and they say you dip a cotton ball in vinegar and apply it on the face, leave on for about 15 minutes, and then you rinse and pat dry and add olive oil. I think you know where I'm going with this. Parsley and mint, you can chew on it to help with bad breath. Doesn't hurt to carry a few sprigs of parsley on you. I'm sorry, mint. Green tea, they say you can drink it a few times a day, especially with sprigs of mint. And it's also used for a deep puffing eye treatment. So if you got like the puffy eyes, you soak a few bags in water and stick it in the freezer, and then you place the chilled bags on the eyes, and it says just relax. And a little extra thing to add in there, too, is while you're on the floor and relaxing, or you can like lie on the floor and have your legs straight up leaning against the wall, and it helps with spider veins. So another kind of cool thing to learn there. Yogurt, you can apply it as a mask. They say you put on for about 15 minutes. They also had a home disinfectant that you can use in your kitchen and bathroom. It's water, a few drops of lavender oil, white vinegar, a fourth of a cup, 8 drops of tea tree oil, which they say you can get anywhere. Put all this in a spray bottle, and it helps to disinfect your kitchen and bathrooms. Simple stuff around the house. And then with honey, you can add some white sugar to it and use it as an exfoliant. Take it with you in the shower, and it says you can also, of course, take honey for a cold, so that helps out as well. And then sugar itself, just plain old white sugar, not brown sugar. It gets a little messy. But plain old white sugar, you can use it as an exfoliant. They said just take it with you in the shower. You could use a handful, gently massage it. They even say you can gently massage it on your face. And it also helps to take care of, I'm sorry, I forgot earlier, the crystal also can help take care of eczema and sunburn. So in this sun and everything else that's going on, you can definitely do that. And then lemon juice, you can soak your nails in it, helps them be a little softer. And then you can take a teaspoon or two into a glass of warm water first thing in the morning before eating or drinking anything, and it fits the best way to hydrate and jumpstart your system. Didn't know that. And then the last thing they kind of had in the article was with olive oil. What you can do, they say, is to put a little bit in the plastic bottle, add a few drops of lavender oil or any fragrance, and after exfoliating, pat your skin until it's moist, and then massage a small amount all over. Or, and I've never done this before, you can drink a fourth of a cup of olive oil in the morning to keep hunger pains away. It's amazing we always have in our kitchens or in our house, and there's so many other different uses for it. Amazing. So, who said that the show wasn't full of household tips and dating tips and all of that other good stuff? And actually, because of all that, the story that I actually had for today, which was one that was actually an awesome story, but we'll have to maintain for another day because I don't think we'll have enough time to read through it. But I do want to, like I said, once again, take this time out to acknowledge all of our men and women in the armed forces and to wish all of you a happy Memorial Day. Hopefully you're about to go out, barbecue, have some fun, and if you are, definitely tell us about any brand new recipes that you may have for your grill, because I'm trying to get into all of the grilling. I actually did some yesterday. I actually had a pretty eventful day. Actually, everything came out all right. So I did mine yesterday, so I'm relaxing today. So wherever you're at, short week this week. We will be back again on Friday with Eye on Hollywood. Before that, though, I will have the 411 Lounge, special edition of the 411 Lounge on Wednesday night at 11 o'clock. My guest at that time will be Triple X starlet Haley Cummings, who will be on the show. And with that, anything else that breaks, you can always reach us on our Facebook page at Music Comment Network, Blog Talk Radio, LeVar and Lola, or on Twitter at twitter.com/4, Eye on Hollywood. So with that, I will say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to our show. Until next we meet, I am LeVar, and thanks for listening, everybody.